Talking Sport with Frances Leach again. Hello, Frances.
Oh, Fran, I'm just gutted they didn't go for Beyonce. That's where all my money was, Princess Beyonce.
Mate, you should have come and asked me. I could have told you they weren't going to go for Beyonce. In fact, I could have told you they were going to go for Charlotte. But anyway, in both the AFL and the NRL, some really big names looking at quite an extended holiday courtesy of the Tribunal.
Indeed, in the AFL, Luke Hodge goes directly to the Tribunal tonight after he's hit on Andrew Swallow of North Melbourne. In the same game, his teammate Jordan Lewis can accept a two-match ban, and I suggest he do so after a late swinging arm on North Melbourne ruckman Todd Goldstein. So they'll be missing, you'd expect, for the next few games for the Hawks, but they're playing so well, it probably won't matter. Meanwhile, for Greg Bird, he faces up to 8 weeks on the sidelines for a dangerous throw in that test match the other night, the Anzac test match on Jason Nightingale.
He's a slow learner, now, Greg Bird, isn't he?
Oh, he's had serious problems with this in the past. Yeah. It's going to escalate due to registering 3 similar offences in the past 2 years. So it's obviously not sunk in, but that would mean if he does risk the 8 matches by appealing this or taking this on at the Tribunal, it will mean that he'll miss State of Origin 1 and 2 along the way. So he's got a tough decision to make at the moment. He could take the 6 weeks, it would seem, and sit that out and maybe be back for Origin, or it's 8 weeks and he misses the first 2. But that's a huge blow for him and the Titans.
What did you think of the throw?
Yeah, they've got to make sure that this is stamped out of the game because of the consequences for players who are caught up in this, unwittingly by being thrown like Nightingale, can be severe. So it's something that the players are fully aware of and are told to watch out for when they're playing. And in the same way that both the football codes or all the football codes are tackling concussion injuries, they're wanting to stamp this out of the game because it's unnecessary and dangerous.
Yeah, and just briefly, in cricket, could former Australian fast bowler Jason Gillespie be called upon by England to coach them in the upcoming Ashes series, do you think?
Franny withdrew from the interview for the South Australian coaching job this week, and with this poor form of the Englishman in the West Indies at the moment, they'll be looking for some leadership ahead of the Ashes campaign. And with Peter Moores under pressure, Gillespie could be the man. He led Yorkshire to the title last year. He's emerged as a real talent in the coaching stakes, and it could be on.
How about that? How would he feel, I wonder, if they start to win the Ashes? Interesting. Frances, talk to you again at 7:30.